What a waste of money. It is a sure sign of the growing popularity of water renationalization and steps in that direction in the Labour Party's 2017 manifesto that the regulatory bodies have realized their life of indolence is under threat. So they must be seen to be doing something about an industry, privatized 30 years ago, that has been criticized for increasing charges while distributing billions of pounds to shareholders. Times, the 10th of July. Thatcherism is inextricably linked to denationalization, but equally infamous was privatizing regulation. The Environment Agency was set up by the Tories in 1996, while New Labour, not to be outdone, set up Ofwat in 2006. These governments effectively absolved themselves of any democratic accountability. The Environment Agency, faced with year-on-year increases in serious incidents that damage the environment, threaten wildlife or put the public at risk, 52 in 2017 and 56 last year, reported, "We are not seeing dramatic improvements. As a result, we will toughen our regulatory approach." Times, the 10th of July. Ofwat is also adopting a get tough approach, which from next April will force through cuts in customer bills across the sector. As the Times further notes, Ofwat has received as much criticism for failing to properly regulate as the companies have had for loading up their businesses with debt to enable dividend payments. Renationalization of the water industry will be welcomed by the many, not the few. But arbiter experience of privatized regulation, and, previously, bureaucratic state regulation, necessitates public ownership to be under democratic working class control and management. John Merrill, Leicester.